Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Portia Williams' estranged husband wants a Georgia judge to slap the reality star with a restraining order during their bitter divorce battle, RadarOnline.com can exclusively report. Simon Gabadia filed the Knives Out court documents in Fulton County Superior Court after he accused the Real Housewives of Atlanta star of showing up at their marital home with gun-toting security guards. Portia, 42, responded by filing court papers that accused Simon of hosting women in their fractured home and claimed she recently learned he had a questionable immigration status in the United States because of an alleged criminal history. Gabadia retaliated by filing a motion seeking a restraining order and asking the judge to hit Portia with willful contempt charges for hitting him below the belt and violating a February 22 order to behave. As described herein, wife has intentionally violated the standing order by maltreating, vilifying, threatening, molesting, and harassing the husband, the family/children, and house staff of husband, Simon's renowned attorney Oniema A. Ferry wrote in a scathing 8-page filing. Unfortunately, the wife has had no respect or regard to the court in this judicial process and thus, has relegated to self-help by taking matters into her own hands. Therefore, it is necessary to have this court intervene. Simon also asked the judge for an order to restrain wife from contacting husband and his family, according to court documents. Wife has been directing third parties to call and harass individuals at the marital residence in an effort to force them out of the home without any regard for order and due process through the legal system, court documents stated. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Portia slammed Simon with divorce papers in February, just 14 months after their marriage, after she learned about his criminal history and questionable immigration. Simon denied the allegation in court papers that claimed he is a permanent resident since 1990 and he is not at risk of deportation. Simon, 59, asked the judge to set the grounds rules for the divorce battle, and forced Portia to stay away from the home he had purchased before their November 2022 nuptials. The businessman also claimed Portia has her own home in nearby Gwinnett County. Since the filing of the instant divorce, wife's actions have been erratic, unstable, threatening, and harassing to petitioner, the house staff, and the minor children, Simon claimed in court documents. Wife's behavior has caused safety concerns, especially since there are minor children husband's children currently living in the marital residence.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.